Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. We'd like for you to send us a text or write us and let us know you're listening to our program. You can reach us at hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. We want to answer a question that we've received through email. And what does it mean, Pastor, to work out salvation with fear and trembling? Well, we find this scripture in Philippians chapter 2. 12 and 13. Paul writes, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose." Now, I want to elaborate on this text because it's a lot of times it's misused to instill fear into people, warning them that they may lose their salvation. But what does it mean to work out salvation with fear and trembling? Well, Paul can hardly be encouraging believers to live in a continuous condition of nervousness and anxiety. And that's what a lot of people use this scripture for, to bring nervousness, to bring fear into our lives, to tell us we can lose what we have with God with missing the mark. That would contradict the many other exhortations or the other scriptures that Paul talks about to have the peace of mind and courage and confidence in the God who authors our salvation. And it also goes on to say in Philippians 1 and 6, he's an author and a finisher of our salvation. So we see that this is not what this scripture is trying to relate to us. So Paul uses the same phrase in 2 Corinthians 7:15, where he refers to Titus as being encouraged by the Corinthians' reception of him with fear and trembling. That is, with great humility and respect for his position as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul himself came to the Corinthian church in the weakness and in fear and with much trembling, 1 Corinthians 2 and 3, mindful of the great and awesome nature of the work in which he was engaged. Now, as we see this is not talking about somewhere that you're going to lose your salvation, that you're going to lose this. Salvation is inside of us. We work at it. The sense in which we are to work out our salvation in fear and trembling is twofold. First, the Greek word rendered work out means to continually work to bring something to completion or fruition. We do this by actively pursuing obedience in the process of sanctification, which Paul explains further in the next scripture of Philippians. He describes himself as straining and pressing on toward the goal of Christlikeness. You can find that in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. The trembling he experienced is the attitude Christians are to have in pursuing this goal, a healthy fear of offending God through disobedience and awe and respect for his majesty and holiness. Now, trembling can also refer to a shaking due to a weakness, but this is a weakness of higher purpose, one which brings us to a state of dependency on God. Obedience and submission to God we reference and respect in our reasonable service. You can find that in Romans 12 and 1 and 2. And it brings great joy. You find in Psalms chapter 2 verse 11 sums it up perfectly. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. We work out for salvation by going to the very source of our salvation, and we see the process and the work of God here, wherein we renew our hearts and our minds, coming into the presence with the spirit of reverence and awe. So we see here that we work out our salvation how? By fear and trembling. The word fear means in Romans and in Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13, what is the fear of the Lord? It means to hate what he hates and love what he loves. So we see here that the reverential fear that he's talking about, we shouldn't fear God because we're scared of him. We should fear him for his reverence and his love and his majesty. We should just worship him in reverence and fear and majesty because of his wonderfulness. And to use that word is we continue to work to bring to completion or fruition. What is he talking about here? Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Not being scared of God. Not going to lose my salvation. But I want to operate and allow the Spirit to flow through me. Because in the old covenant, they didn't use the Spirit. They couldn't walk by the Spirit. The Spirit would come upon them, but it didn't live in them. But in me and you, we are living by the Spirit. So we work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose. So God is going to bring his purpose out of your life, to manifest his purpose in your life, to bring you to a place of respect, to bring you a place of fruition, to bring you to an author and the finisher of our faith. And that's exactly what he's going to do. So what Paul says, he describes in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, as straining and pressing on toward the goal of Christ-likeness. Now, everybody wants to be Christ-like, but the bottom line is that we are Christ-like because we live and move and have our being in him. So what is he actually saying? He was encouraging them to allow the fear of the Lord and the reference of your love to him, not to bring fear into your life, but bring you to overwhelming love and compassion and passion for God to the point that no longer are you moved and concerned about losing your salvation because He's the author and the finisher of our salvation. We move into a place to where we are in accordance with God to the point that He's in us and we're in Him and now we've become one. We think like He thinks. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ, and then you can find that in Psalms 2:11, serve the Lord with fear and rejoicing with trembling. We work out our salvation by going to the very source of salvation, which is what? The Word of God, wherein we renew our hearts and our minds. That's what everybody's doing in Romans 12:1-2, coming into His presence with the spirit of reverence and awe, His majesty and His love and how wonderful He is. That's the beauty of grace.